Welcome back, Airtime Podcast. We're recording from two different locations now. Leo has left the office. Leo, where are you at?
I was going to say, Arlen, I saw you this morning, but now I'm about 500 kilometers southeast of you in Germany.
You made good time. Well, it's been a busy, what feels like very long opening week at Woo Worlds. It's that Friday start, two weekends. We had our first discipline end on Sunday. That was the team total height. And after a little bit of deliberation, a little bit of checking, we have a result. So we have our first podium. It features Guardians of the Galaxy, which is Timo's team that he did not contribute scores for, but he did kind of captain and lead. So one of his proteges, Joris, how do you say his name?
Joris Boyke.
We all need to know that name by the end of this Woo Worlds.
It's like that new rookie coming up in soccer and everybody's not sure how to pronounce his name, right?
Right. Erland Holland? Yeah.
Joris Boyke.
He just totally smashed it this week. He accumulated 39.9 kilometers of jump height, which if you've ever gone out for 1 kilometer of jump height, you'll realize how difficult that is, let alone almost 40. The rest of his team pulled through. They had a nice little gap on the second place finisher, Team Elevate. And then third place was pretty exciting. We had a disqualification that moved up SpaceX into the third spot. And just ahead of the boys and ladies at the Shipmunks. That's 1 for SpaceX, 0 for Shipmunks if you're keeping score. It's not looking good in the best 2 out of 3.
It really isn't. And it kind of is crazy how this one came down literally to the wire, right? One thing I will point out is the top 4 teams of this year all would have won last year, right? So we've gone from, I think it was around 35 kilometers last year to 105 this year, which is pretty much exactly triple the amount.
Right.
And mind you, this is without the, you know, superstar in the team, without Timo. What this made me think is Timo maybe as good a captain and leader, or even a better captain and leader than he is as a rider?
Right.
Let's face it, Arlen, when we heard that Timo's out, you know, like I don't want to say I wrote off the Guardians of the Galaxy, but I certainly would think that this was a big hit to them. But they all stepped up, and that was huge credits to the team and to their captain and leader, who I guess as an armchair coach led them to victory. Great to see.
Yeah, it really feels like with the accumulated disciplines, you know, you're competing against yourself, you know, your own limits, but you're also very much aware of where the bar is with your opponents. So as your opponents push it, you know, they stay out on the water for 7 or 8 hours. You've got to stay out on the water for 8 or 9 hours. And that's what we saw this year, was the bar way higher than last year.
I've heard like things, you know, going sophisticated into spot selection to set up a support team so that nutrition and hydration could be provided quickly. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a professional sport, I feel like.
It's some kind of ultra marathon of kiteboarding over multiple days.
Right.
So that is the first discipline to end at Woo Worlds. There are a number of disciplines that run the entire month. So we've got our eye on the max height, team max height, as well as highest jump individual. On the men's side, Martin Hager still holds the record for the men. We just saw on Instagram that Evan Klein is teasing a little trip to Ireland for a big storm. So we might see some big scores there. We also had our first big wind out of Cape Town this weekend. And, you know, the Cape Town crew, they all were posting personal records. It was great to see.
Ooh.
So that's just getting going in Cape Town. Guys like Jason Vanderspy, Ross Dillon Player, the list goes on. There's a lot of talent that will aim for that big prize purse for men's and for overall. And then for the women, there's last year's champion, Karen Hu. She has not had any wind in Taiwan. Do you think the Shipmunks should buy her a plane ticket?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen Karen always kind of find a way to compete. And, you know, we've got a good 3 weeks left. So I wouldn't go there yet, just yet. But, I mean, the last I've heard from you, Arlen, is that she's riding a 19-meter R1. So there wasn't any wind just yet. So
as soon as October hits, I'm seeing 36 knots.
Ooh.
But yeah, looking at the junior seniors, you know, the Hugo Wigglesworth session from the opening weekend, still your overall leader, 35.5 meters, big gap to second right now, 22.5 for Leo Casati. And then highest senior, is, oh, I don't know if I've seen this yet. Have you seen this name?
Yes, yes. It was a session together with, you know, there's a crew down in Balkan states. They're roaming Croatia, mm-hmm. you know, kind of that area, sometimes up into Italy. Slovenia doesn't have a coastline as far as I'm aware of. Actually, let's double check that before you put that live.
Little geography lesson.
But no, they're roaming Croatia, and Croatia gets nuking wind at times, like nuking winds. Mm-hmm. There's one that I think it's called Bol or something like that, and it's about as windy as you'll see it anywhere. It's like the visual is just water being torn off the ocean by the wind, just being shredded off the ocean. So you get basically this white, gnarly, misty mess. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of scores that came in from that. And I guess one of them is a senior that jumped 23.4 meters.
Demir Veledar?
Right, right. And I think the last name is Adrenaline, right?
Adrenaline, right. And so this is a session out of Croatia. He was riding a 7-meter XR8. And yeah, 23.4, new PR for him, solid score, and puts him in first place for a full kite set and a Woo 4.0 if it holds.
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me he wanted a little bit more. I bet he wanted something kind of in the mid 25s.
Yeah, I mean, if you have these kinds of conditions, if you're riding a 7-meter XR8, you're always hoping for something. But I mean, look, he's holding down first place, and that's a senior category. Let's not forget these are males that are over 50 years old. And
that would have been good for third place last year, and that would have been enough for tied for second in 2021. So it's a solid podium score, 23 meters, no joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did also see a Croatian world record,
mm-hmm.
Not Absolutely. A Croatian world record, a Croatian record, 26th overall on the all-time leaderboard, 30.5 meters.
Right, that was Itztok Mrgole, right?
Yep, jumped on a 4.0.
Yep.
Also a core guy, core XR Pro for him, 8-meter. Core is doing it for the team in Croatia.
Wow.
So on the team, Max Height, you know, we're at that stage now where teams are starting to get a little bit antsy, a little bit desperate for a result. You know, that big opening week from SpaceX feels like this thing may be already over. But, you know, if you're calling in the Shipmunks, you're looking for any way you can to get up above them. There's rumors of them trying to lure in Josh Emmanuel, one of the few riders that hasn't been signed yet. We'll see. I don't know. It's going to be a tough mountain to climb. They're that 150 meter score from SpaceX right now. It's over 30 meters per person, and that's still with Jamie Overbeek on a 26 meter jump. So SpaceX might just have it this year. We might be seeing some new Instagram handles for Colin and Adrian.
Is that the bet?
If SpaceX wins 2 of 3 or 3 of 3. Of the team challenges, then Colin and Adrian both have to change their name to, I believe, SpaceX 365 or Space 365, and the podcast needs to change its name. So, yeah, big stakes.
Big stakes. Yeah. No, I'm as you mentioned, I'm sure we'll be seeing some desperate attempts. To be honest, I mean, team total height is, I think, we're, you know, if I were the Shipmunks and if I were the captain of the Shipmunks, I would look back at that and say that's the one we should have won. We were that close, you know. That's where they'd be licking their wounds, I think.
Colin posted today on the results. He said, our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Confucius. little pep talk for the Shipmunks. They're gonna be back. I mean, team total distance starts in like 3 days. It really comes up on you quick.
Yep. So you better be better be ready for that. But I mean, I guess that's the one thing. Like you lose to SpaceX, that's one, but you're swept by them. I don't know. That's
that would sting.
That would add insult to the injury, I think, yes. So I'm sure the Shipmunks will be perhaps even learning from the lessons of what went wrong in Team Total Height, right? Because that was for them to win, I think.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long year of what ifs for them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, other things going on at Woo World. So beyond just the main disciplines, we have the brand challenges. We've had two so far. We had one from Ozone, giving away a custom Woo kite. We had one last week from Elevate for the best intro video for your team. This week we've had three so far. Duotone also had one for the Young Blood Challenge. Haven't announced the winner yet. Tried to email them. They didn't respond. Not sure what I'm going to do next. How many days do I give them? If you aren't checking your inbox during Woo Worlds, you might be missing out on some serious prizes here. I'm just going to say it.
maybe comment on their woo session. I think that's for me the main means of communications is, right, if someone really urgently needs to reach me, I tell them,
right,
write a comment on my session.
It's funny you say that because Raleigh of the Shipmunks, who's becoming quite the character this year at Woo Worlds, he actually got my attention that I hadn't sent him a 4.0 by tagging my name in his Woo session. And I got a notification from Woo saying, what the heck, you haven't mailed my 4.0 yet. And I said, well played, Raleigh, I got you. So
there you go, right? So, you know, if all communications break down,
yep,
comment on the Woo session. That's where you got their attention.
Exactly. Where was I going with this? Fly Surfer. Fly Surfer is also running a challenge this week. They came up with kind of a unique one. They said, who can have the longest airtime on a jump that doesn't exceed 7 meters in jump height? Of course, Fly Surfer is known for their foil kites and their very lofty, long hang time enabling kites. So that's what they've got for us. Any guesses, Leo, on kind of where this is going to end up? How long a jump do you think we're going to see?
I don't want to say done by a professional, but you can easily beat the 7 seconds for 7 meters.
Mm.
And I'm sure there's guys who can do 10, right? I mean, these foil kites are crazy, and you know, the challenge will really be to resist the temptation to go, you know, higher as you're taking off. So you got to find that patience, and it's a whole new challenge. The more I think about it, the more intriguing it seems to me is to squeeze as much airtime out of a low jump as possible.
How critical are the conditions, do you think? Do you think you need like 30 plus knots of wind?
No, I think that will be a detriment, actually. I think you want to be overpowered on a 15 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, some guys know how to loop these kites and stay in the air for very long amounts of time. That reminds me of a time where one of our old co-workers, Patrick, did mega loop a 15 Sonic in Cape Town.
Whoa.
In, I don't know, 25 knots of wind. And I think he had GPS back then. We didn't have the watch integration, but he had GPS and he traveled downwind like 150 meters on a 15 meter Sonic. And who knows, maybe he was below 7 meters. So got to go back to that session, I guess.
I just know that if I was going to go out and do this challenge, I would for sure have a watch on, because I'd want to know that the Woo measured the jump and that it was below 7 meters when I landed.
right. Ah, 7.1. Damn it.
Right. Do it again. Yeah.
It may be the first time in the history of Woo, Arlen, that we will get complaints that the Woo actually measures too high.
They say, no, I swear I was not that high. Yeah. So it's been fun to see all these people out now using the Woo 4.0. You know, we had something like 10,000 sessions for this kite lottery, and you know, a big portion of those were Woo 4.0 users. Just really good feedback so far. The battery life is the obvious one. You can go out for these crazy endurance sessions and still have plenty of battery when you're done. You know, Leo, you ran a kind of a cool little precision test the other day at the beach to show how 3 Woos next to each other came back almost identical every time, which is a great sign. Yeah, if you haven't gotten a 4.0, go get one. I don't know. What else? How else can you say that, Leo?
No, I mean, again, battery for me is a given, but the precision is something that even we're a little bit surprised about how good it is. It's so cool. Like, I mean, should I give it away, Arlen, or should I keep it a secret for now? When are we going to release the video? How much time do we have?
Let me check Slack. Are we ready with that edit?
Leo Productions, 3 Phoenix watches on my arm, 10 jumps, 3 4.0s, choppy waters in Holland. And again, the results are astonishingly amazing. Like, you know, if anyone who knows who's into technology and product and this kind of stuff will get really excited when you see something like that.
You added another decimal point. I guess you were looking at the detailed results afterward.
I did, yes. In our database, we have a lot more detail. And so I looked at that. And, you know, I figured if it says 8.0, 8.0, and 8.1, you kind of want to know, well, was it 8.04, 8.05, and 8.06? And so I added another decimal, yes.
Yeah, the funniest thing about this test for me was that I was helping Leo kind of launch his kite, make sure everything was good to go. And I'd send him out and watch him jump a few times, check the watches. And, you know, there was one time where you went out and you went for probably like 6 or 7 jumps And I was thinking, oh man, like he's got it. He's nailing it. And when you tack back, I try to guess based on your posture and how did it go? Did it go well? Did it go poorly? Like, is it a thumbs up? Is it a thumbs down? And like, and you kept faking me out. Like the first time I thought it went well and you're like the battery, you know, the GoPro died. And then the next time it was like, you were shaking your head because you were so impressed with how well the Woo was working. It was like, every time I was like faked out.
No, it was literally, I was like, this is too good to be true. Like this can't just happen. And as you said, Alan, the best run isn't even on GoPro because the freaking GoPro failed. But yeah, we have a really, really good run, 10 consecutive jumps, all in sequence. And I went so far to put, you know, the left side of the board up, and you will see that the Woos on the left actually measures higher than the ones that are then on the lower side of the board. So it's crazy.
You're saying that Woosting does in fact work?
Yes, it does in fact work.
That's the other great part about being in the Netherlands, is you get to see all these folks using Woo, and you know exactly who they are because you look out on the horizon, you see some people jumping, and then you see some people jumping with their feet over their head, and you say, yep, you've been spotted.
That's our global contribution to healthier and stronger abs in the world.
My abs were done today.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I can feel it, yeah. Not done, because I was only, you know, at half the time that you were. But yes, there's a lingering effect. And I mean, what did I accumulate? Maybe 200 meters of total height.
A small fraction of Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's unbelievable.
Well, we'll be back soon with more news from Woo Worlds. And Leo, safe travels. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Talk soon, Arlen, and enjoy the time in Holland.